Hello, everyone. My name is Kristen Neal. I'm a master's student at Oregon State University. And today, we're going to talk about breeding for fire blight resistance in Cotoni aster. So Cotoni asters are a flowering shrub in the Rosaceae family. And the number one question I get whenever I mention this as a topic is, why are you breeding Cotoni aster? So I'm here to remedy that. We're going to figure out why we're breeding with Cotoni aster. So little known to most, there are actually 400 species, or over 400 species, of Cotoni aster in the world. However, only about 7 of them are used in the U.S. for landscaping. So that leaves a ton of potential to actually revamp this plant and make it better. And for breeders, that's really what we're going for. So in our ornamental plant breeding program, what we're focused on with Cotoni aster are these qualities that I've put up here. So they offer great qualities for drought tolerance. We're hoping to use them as boxwood replacements. They have disease resistance, and they have a variety of forms, function, and two flower types. So these are the things we are focusing on when we are doing breeding. However, my breeding is very specific towards disease resistance. So my current study is working with fire blight and testing resistance of our seedlings and hybrids that we currently have to evaluate their level of resistance. And fortunately, my studies have been turning out very well, and we have found resistance. So I'm going to actually put a little quote in for our Emerald Sprite cultivar. We actually just released it. But so we have been able to release cultivars of Cotoni aster already that have higher levels of resistance than those that are used in the industry now. So Emerald Sprite is a dwarfed Cotoni aster that we just released like last 3 months ago or something like that, that has very high levels of resistance in the studies I've done with a highly virulent strain of Erwinia M. lavora, which for the southeast, which is where we are going with these, that is very good. Besides just breeding for disease resistance, I mentioned boxwood replacement. So we want to use these as boxwood replacements because boxwoods get boxwood blight with no foreseeable cure for that in the future. So we're also focusing our breeding efforts on creating a Cotoni aster that has a form of kind of boxwood, disease resistance, drought tolerance, that hopefully we can push boxwoods out and make Cotoni asters the new boxwood of the South. Thank you.